Podcasting from inside my suitcase somewhere in the world, this is the Radiant Navi Podcast, a place for lupus warriors who do and desire to travel the world. I'm your host, Radiant, founder of Radiant Navi, a lupus warrior of 20 years, kidney transplant recipient of 15 years. Discover lupus organizations around the world. Learn tips to help you travel your world safely and enjoyably. Meet lupus warriors who travel the world already, and so much more. So let's pack our bags, plan trips, board trains, get on ships, ride in cars, catch planes. Let's just get out of here. Hey, warriors, I had to come back here before the second Thursday of the month because May is Lupus Awareness Month. So all throughout this month, I am going to be shouting out lupus foundations around the world and, of course, in my country, the United States of America, who are doing amazing things throughout the month of May. So from the Bermuda Lupus Association, from Jamaica to India to Uruguay to all around the world, from Detroit to California to Atlanta to Orlando to Ohio. I'm going to be shouting them out, some of the amazing things they are doing. So get ready. Purple power in full effect. Justine Chan Headley said, "I didn't know the world could be so mind-blowingly beautiful." Welcome, warriors. Just to handle a little housekeeping, I want to remind you that everything that is said on this podcast is subject to the approval of your doctors, your medical care professionals, and those who love and care for you. I am not a doctor. I am a lupus warrior just like you. So remember, run everything by those who look out for you. That means your medical care professionals and yourself. All right, let's get it going. This is episode 2. Sometimes the doctor says yes. Yes, you can travel, you can go. That's the three-letter word, and those are the three-word sentences that we work towards and we are waiting to hear. We do dialysis, chemo, injections, and all types of restrictions and things we are compliant to just to hear those. It takes grits and eggs to do this. It takes fight and tenacity to live with lupus. So bravo on you, brother, and salute to you, sister. It takes a lot, and people can't imagine it. But you do it, and I do it every single day in order to do just a little bit of the things that we love. So when you are able to travel, I know what it takes, and so many others of us know what it takes just to get on a plane, a train, and into an automobile, and onto a boat, just to take a vacation. And after this, I'm going to tell you what it takes just to get it started. The Discover Your Power organization in Orlando, Florida, founded by Lizeth Santa Maria, will have their second annual Lupus Bowl on Saturday, May 11th, starting at 12 noon. Join them and support their fight against lupus. Lizeth, also known as Coach Lee, will be speaking along with lupus sister Gabrielle Grace Davis. For more info, go to www.discoveryourpowertoday.com. Lupus Trust India and their support group, Lupus Karnataka, will be hosting their first Lupus Awareness Walk in Bangalore on Sunday, the 12th of May at 9:30 a.m. This is a free event, which they warmly invite everyone to attend. Those of us who are warriors that cannot attend, please stop by their page and post a word of encouragement. It's on Instagram at Lupus Trust India or Lupus Karnataka. All right, these are some of the lupus events coming up here in the States and around the world. Stay tuned. There'll be more events next week here on the Radiant Navi podcast. Congratulations. You got a yes. So, were there any specific locations the doctor said you can't visit? If not, get to planning and enjoy this process. Where do you want to go? When do you want to? And how do you want to get there? Now, there's some spots online you might want to check out, like Smart Traveler, Travel Noir, Travel Leisure, Practical Wanderlust, The Digital Nomad. And you know what? A travel agent is a good idea too. Remember, plan, plan, plan. And pace while you plan. Because many warriors and caregivers alike can tell you, just the planning alone can catapult you into a flare. And then, if that happens, honey, you ain't going nowhere. So, steady warrior. Because your trip that you fought for and worked hard for is waiting for you. Next up, a phenomenon to follow. Congratulations. Every podcast, I'll be introducing you to a phenomenon, a lupus warrior who travels their world, loves life, values others, is passionate about making a difference, and is real about their lupus journey. Don't be surprised if one day it's you. Stay tuned to meet this phenomenon to follow. This 14-year lupus veteran lives in Japan and is inspiring people to fitness around the globe. He's either showing us examples of stability and endurance workouts in the gym or no-excuse workouts at home. He's a warrior, husband, a father to two sons, and the owner of the LF78 apparel brand. He manages the Lupus Stronger Together community organization. He is Honor Valencia. His Instagram is Honor_Valencia. His Facebook is Honor Valencia. Or check him out online at lf-78.com, where you can learn how to be brave enough to lead and humble enough to follow. After all, I love him because he's my brother in faith and also my brother in battle. He is a phenomenon to follow. That was Honor Valencia, our phenomenon to follow this week. When you follow him on Instagram, you will notice that Honor is preparing for an 80K bike race in Japan. Follow and find out and actually notice his phenomenal workout regimen. Look at how he is preparing for this race for May 26th. This is Lupus Awareness Month. This lupus warrior is preparing for a race to end all races. Check this out. Follow him. Send him words of encouragement. And look, get some tips. I'm actually always getting tips for him on endurance and building up my endurance. All right, check him out. That is Instagram. That is Honor_Valencia. Check the brother out. It's time for this week's statistical fact. According to Statista.com, the number of international travelers worldwide in 2017 were North Americans, 134.8 million, Asia Pacific, 323.1 million, Middle East, 58.1 million, and Europe, 660.6 million. So a lot of people were traveling the world. All right, guys, so you can travel too. See you next time. Thank you. Thanks for listening to the Radiant Navi podcast with your host, Radiant. I'll be here every Thursday for the month of May for Lupus Awareness Month. You can listen on Anchor, Google Podcast, or Spotify. And always check out my website, radiantmarlo.com. Join us next week for Episode 3, Blood Check, Blood Check. All right, guys, go travel your world.